Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on, just begin to magnify his name. He's worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless your name, bless your name. You are so worthy. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Father, we just bless you. We just magnify your name. We declare and decree that this word shall go forth unhindered, uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, we declare and decree, our glory, that no weapon formed against this broadcast, no weapon formed against technology, no weapon formed against the internet connection, our glory, shall prosper. Father, we declare and decree, hey, glory, that this word shall not be hindered by any means in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Come on. We bless you. 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 We bless you, oh God. We bless you, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Come on now. Just begin. Can you just thank the Lord this morning? Come on. This is the day that the Lord has made. Now, the Bible says we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Now, listen, grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning, because we are going to activate the kingdom by opening up the word of God. Amen. Hey, glory. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that this word is forever settled in heaven. Father, this word. Oh, my God. Come on, somebody. Just begin to magnify the Lord right now. Come on. Just begin to magnify the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Just, hey, glory, just begin to just enter into his presence. Because in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. Come on. Come on. Now, I'm just trying to encourage you today. Now listen, here's a revelation. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Listen, you have to understand, you were created, purposed, and destined for greatness. You were destined for glory, for wealth. You were destined for power. You were destined, whoo, my God, for strength. You were destined. You were predetermined. High glory. You were predetermined. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Glory, glory. Come on. Just begin to magnify the Lord. Come on now. High glory. The Bible says in Job that you shall decree a thing and it, what you decree, what you're speaking, what the Lord said that comes out of your mouth shall be established. Come on now. Come on now. Just begin to magnify the Lord with me. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Hey, Kesha. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Now listen. Woo, my God, my God. Come on, just begin to magnify the Lord. He's worthy. Hey, glory. Come on now. Hey, Kesha. You are a son of God. Come on now. See, I'm just sending this out to my peeps here. See, you are a son of God. and the sons have access to the power. Come on. See, I just want to share this with you. Sons have access to his power. I'm going to say it one more again. Only sons have access to his power. In Jesus' mighty name, while I declare and decree, sickness and disease is destroyed. Hey, glory. Woo, my God. Unemployment, our glory. Woo. There's a couple people that have been dealing with, they have been out of employment. I hear the Lord saying, just begin to give him praise now for what he's going to do this week in your life. Come on now. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Our glory. Now listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me. No, I'm sorry. This is the hour of power. Sorry about that. Woo! The hour of power with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. But then it says in verse 12, to those that received him, the word, he gave to them his power, his dunamis, his ability to become sons of God. Listen, let me just say it like this, and let's just put it in the proper perspective. You were not created as a servant slave to an omniscient, omnipotent being, okay? You were created as the divine offspring so you can have a share, so you can enjoy and share the inheritance that your father, Elohim, okay? Elohim, his name is not God. Elohim is this character of being a father, the creator of life itself in your life. Okay, here we go. See, I got to prove to somebody that you are a son. So let's go here. Let's see here. Let's go to, so I can prove this to you. Let's go to Psalms 86 and then we'll get started. Amen. Come on, but if you believe that you're a son of God, go ahead and type, I receive it. It is so. Come on. We're going to go to Psalms 82. Just typing this in here. Amen and amen. Now listen. That you're a son of God. Now, all last week, we were scraping the surface. Okay, we were unveiling, pulling back, we were peeling back our glory, the revelation that we have been predestined. We are predestined. I'm gonna say it again. We are predestined, and we're gonna go there. This, okay, and let's just share this here real quick. I know Prophet Tanya, she's out there doing her thing. And she's out there doing her thing. Amen.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Come on now.
Good morning, everyone. I am making this work. I was on call this morning, and so I had to go pick up a youth. Apologize because I look amazing, but I'm here.
You look Eskimo-y. Is that a word, Eskimo-y? Because
you know I'm cold. I got on my hat and my big coat, and I'm warm. I'm in my office right now.
Amen.
I take my glasses off so I can see y'all.
aren't the glasses supposed to help you see?
It's the far away, nearsighted. Okay. But yay. I'm healed. But I'm here, so yay.
Now we're getting ready to pray, but Prophet Tanya, all last week, the Lord was revealing that that we have been predestined, okay? 5785, which is our season of a multiplied abundant grace, because of our purpose that God created us with, we have been predestined for this grace. We have been predestined, if you want to sound scholarly, predestined. Why are you doing all that? We are predestined for, listen, power, for wealth, for health. God created, he predestined. So today we are connecting this in this time of our power, that our predestined time. Okay, now you're going to get, see, now you're getting ready to, you know.
I'm trying to set my phone up so I don't have to hold it.
Okay.
I'm making a mix, so don't.
Okay.
You know what? Let me hide my camera. That way you guys won't be distracted by me.
So we have been predestined for greatness, okay? Now, let me just say it like this, because I know sometimes the enemy tries to make us think that we're insignificant, and that is not true. We were all created, what? In his image and after his likeness, and God is not insignificant. Everything that God is and does is not insignificant, no matter how great nor how small, okay? Now, but let's understand this. And I typed in that us being sons of God, God created us as sons of God, connects to us being predestined for this prophetic predestined time and season that we're in. So it says that being sons of God and his children is deeply connected biblically and spiritually. And predestination reflects God's sovereign choice to bring his children or sonship into a relational and covenantal aspect of the divine calling. So it's not just a relationship, it's also a covenant. Come on, somebody. I wish I had somebody with me right now. We are in covenant with God, and us being sons of God, we were predestined, our glory, and he protected our destination or our predestination through the covenant, okay? Together, these truths reveal God's eternal plan to adopt, empower, and glorify his children, ensuring that they walk in his purpose and inherit his promises. So it said, number one, we were predestined for adoption. Now, what you got to understand, that because we were his children and what Adam did in the garden, we had to be replanted. We had to be regrafted in back into our place and seat of authority. So Ephesians says he chose us in him before creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ. And being predestined means that before the foundation of the world, God chose us as his sons and daughters. This adoption is not based on human effort, but on his sovereign grace and eternal love. Sonship is the fulfillment of God's predestined plan bringing the believers into familiar relationship with him as heirs of his kingdom. What do you think about that, Prophet Tanya?
So what you there was one word that, well, two words, chose us. That, I mean, I heard all the other stuff, but chose us. So that means, because I think a lot of us sometimes we live in this space of rejection.
Oh.
Right? And that we are not enough. But understand that we have been chosen. You know, I think about when we were little kids, you know, when you're playing kickball or you're in PE or whatever, and you have teams. And you know, and the teacher or the whoever is like, okay, we're going to select teams, you know, and then sometimes at the end, I mean, how many of you have been the kid at the end that was not chosen? Oh, you're laughing.
No, but that's real. Okay, it's right. Real.
So what's amazing is that we are all on this team. And there was nobody last because we've all been chosen.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like you're any happy birthday. Who did that? Oh, is somebody doing something? Thank you. Thank you for those balloons. But we have been chosen. And we need to sit in that. Mm-hmm. We need to sit in that. That we have been chosen by the Most High. That mm-hmm. no matter, I don't care what you've been rejected by or felt rejected in this world, it doesn't matter because you've been chosen. That's powerful.
Now, see, but here's the thing, and I want us to really pay attention to this because I think that sometimes we've been told that we have to do all these things, that we got to go, that we got to pick up our cross. We got to do all this stuff. We got to go. If we don't get baptized in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, or in the name of Jesus, all these things that we have to do to gain God's acceptance. See, Here's the wrong concept that's been given out, that's been put into the body of Christ mm-hmm. out of deception of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You were his sons first. Huh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Isn't there a scripture that talks about we've been accepted in the beloved? Or let me look that up.
That says what?
We've been accepted in the beloved.
You know what? Look that up. But okay. You know, first of all, I was going to Psalms 82 that says Psalms 82 verse 6. Because remember, because I believe that when we read the words in the New Testament, scriptures that say, okay, that we were adopted. We were adopted. We were, you know, like we weren't a part of God. No, we were a part of creation at the beginning. And it's not that he's adopting us, but he's regrafting us back in to our proper place of authority. Now, Psalms 82, where did my scripture go? Psalms 82, verse 6. Okay. And did you find that scripture, babe?
It's in Ephesians.
Okay.
Chapter 1, verses 5 through 7.
Okay. And I'm going to read Psalms 82, verse 6, and then I want you to read that too.
Okay.
Now, it says, I have said, past tense, okay, already said, you are God's. Okay. This is after the fall of Adam. This is David talking. You are God's. Because remember, God had already had a predestined plan in place to redeem us, even though what Adam did separated the connection of our Heavenly Father and us being continually separated. continually connected. This is what Jesus went through. This is why he had to die on the cross. He had to go through what Adam went through in the garden. Okay, I'm going to say that again because you didn't catch that. Jesus, when he makes the statement, "Father, why have you forsaken me?" is because Jesus, who is the Word of God, who is Christ, okay, in the flesh, had never been separated from God, okay? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus had never. Now, remember, Jesus is his earthly ministry name, but his heavenly name and nature is the Word of God, or Christ, okay? The anointed one and his anointing. He never been separated from God. So he had to go through what Adam went through in the garden. Adam had to go, he felt the burden, not only of himself, but of all creation being separated from the Father. Because remember, Adam in Hebrew means mankind. So every seed of mankind was in Adam. And he felt the burden and the weight of causing us to be separated from the Father because we had never been separated. Come on now, see? Now, it says, you are God, and all of you are children of the Most High. Okay? See, so we have been taught through a misconception that, okay, we came down to earth, and then all of a sudden God has to adopt us like we were bastard children. Okay. And now, what was that scripture that you were saying?
Because I want. Well, it's going to use that word adopted. So.
No. But that's okay. Okay. Well, what's the scripture?
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5-7. And I'm reading it from the Amplified.
Okay.
It says he predestined.
Okay.
And lovingly, I love that word, lovingly planned for us to be adopted to himself as his own children through Jesus Christ in accordance with the kind intention and good pleasure of his will. Verse 6, to the praise of his glorious grace and favor, which he so freely bestowed upon us in the beloved, his son, Jesus Christ. Verse 7, in him we have redemption, that is our deliverance, excuse me, and salvation. Through his blood, which paid the penalty for our sin and resulted in the forgiveness and complete pardon of our sin in according with his riches of grace. So that was the Amplified. I want to read real quick.
I'm going to read the King James.
Okay, go ahead and do that. Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Now listen to what it says in King James because it all connects, okay?
Yeah.
Having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ, to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace. See, that's that word grace. See, we're in the season of multiplied and abundant grace.
Yeah.
See, wherein he made us accepted in his beloved. Come on now. He has made us accepted. See, oh, come on now.
Listen,
we didn't have to do anything to be accepted. He made us accepted. Oh, come on now. See, oh my God,
So we were not the kids at the end that were like, okay, well, I guess we have to choose you because I really don't want you. That never was our story. That's not our narrative.
Why? Because every time Jesus preached, he said, the last shall be first.
Come on now.
And the first shall be last. Let me just give you some revelation. We become greater than Adam because he was the first, and now he has to become the last, because according to what Jesus said, the last shall be first. So that means everything that Jesus did flipped the script. Come on now. He has accepted us in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness, the release of sin, according to what? The riches of his grace. Wow. So grace has riches. There is wealth with grace. There is an abundance not only of cleansing us and redeeming us, but grace connects the wealth of sonship. See, this is why.
Wow. Say that again.
I'm going to say it again. Grace connects us to the wealth of sonship. Hmm. Woo! Okay. If Adam wasn't accepted, God would not have planted a garden and put all the gold and the silver. The gold and the silver was out of the ground. He could see it. God showed him the opulence of being a son. Come on now. He showed him the wealth and all of the inheritance. Listen, he was the old. Oh my God. Come on now. Come on.
So this is so powerful, and I don't want us to skim over this idea. And I love the Amplified, but I love what it says here in this King James, that he has accepted us in the beloved.
Okay.
I am accepted. And so but if you don't believe that,
come on,
then the riches and the grace, you won't walk in, because you have to believe that. You come have on. To believe. And so there is a plot to make you not believe that, to make you feel that you've got to do all of these things in order to be accepted. And you've been accepted. And with this acceptance, as you said, Pastor Michael, is there all of the things, the riches and the grace, but you can't walk in it if you don't believe it and you don't accept it.
See, but so now let's take it deeper. This is why. Now, remember, we've been talking about being predestined, and I'm going to be teaching. I'm going to stay right there until the Lord tells me to move, because we're getting ready for 2025. Okay. And the Lord has already shared some things to me about 2025. But 5785 is not only our season of multiplying and abundant grace, but it's the season that we will always have. Okay. Sons should never have to go lacking anything. Mm. Because it's not based on what they do. It's based on the Father who has been given the grace to take care of them. This is why the Bible says his mercies are renewed every morning. Okay, why? Because he never wants us to ever have to be disconnected from being accepted by grace. Come on, somebody. He never wants us to feel. He never wants us anymore to have to feel what it means to be separated, to be counted last. He never wants us. See, he never wants us to have that feeling of what. Listen, Adam, and I know I give Adam a hard time, but the burden that came on Adam, the shame, the guilt, and all, because that had never existed ever. I cannot comprehend what Adam felt when he messed up. And this is why Jesus said, Father, wait, why have you forsaken me? Why? Because he felt. This is why Jesus is called the second Adam. He had to feel. He says he has felt. Jesus has felt everything that we would feel, no matter what sin it is. He's felt it, and he embraced it and had to experience it on the cross. This is why he had to hang on the cross all day. Now, you said something, Prophet, and I want us to go to Luke chapter 19, because 19 verse 41 and 42, and I want you to get it up in the Amplified, because we don't.
What was that? Luke what?
Chapter 19, verse 41 and 42. Because when we really become free from guilt and condemnation, then we can see our grace connection Okay.
Oh, I like that grace connection.
Our grace connection to being sons and always being accepted. Now look at what Jesus is like going through here. Luke chapter 19, verse 41. And when he was come near Jerusalem, he beheld the city and he cried over it. Now listen to what he says, saying, if you had known, even at least in this thy day, the things that belong to your peace. But now they are hid from your eyes. The number one thing that was hidden was that they were already accepted. They were trying to do the 10 commandments and 613 more commandments so they could feel and be accepted, counted worthy in the kingdom of God. This is why grace has to be, we are up under grace, because where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. Why? So we would never have to feel unaccepted. Oh, come on now. Go ahead.
What is this again? Luke 19, verse 41. It says, and I'm reading from the Amplified, as he approached Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it. And the spiritual ignorance of its people. I mean, that's a whole sermon. It's spiritual ignorance of its people. Verse 42 saying, if only you had known on this day of salvation, even you, the things which make for peace and on which peace depends. But now they have been hidden from your eyes.
See, and this.
That's spiritual ignorance.
See, and this is why grace is not just unmerited favor.
Mm-hmm.
Grace is our reconnection to acceptance. Grace is our reconnection to sonship. Grace is our reconnection to us being. Listen, how can I sit with Christ in heavenly places if I don't feel accepted? The Bible says we sit in Christ in heavenly places. Listen, this is what the devil, this is why he's called the Prince of Darkness. His job is to try to keep us ignorant from understanding. This is why I've been teaching for the last 2 weeks. You need the word and understanding. Your word and the word and understanding connects you to the grace. See, unless you understand that grace covers your guilt, okay? It doesn't mean that you didn't mess up. What it says is God says, I'll never want to make you feel unaccepted. This is why every day I renew my grace in your life. This is why forgiveness means to release, to let you. Now, if you release it, I've already released it. So you're trying to catch up to my release. Come on, prophet.
This is so powerful because everything you said is contingent on you accepting who you are. This acceptance, there, without the acceptance, there is no multiplied grace and abundance. That's the first thing that we need to really, really deal with. This idea that I am accepted. I don't know what that is. Accepted in the beloved. I am accepted. No matter what I've done, I'm accepted.
Now say it again.
No matter what I've done, I'm accepted.
Now listen. No matter what you've done, God doesn't wait for you to accept yourself for him to accept.
Come on now.
I'm going to say it again. This is why we've got believers depressed and committing suicide and trying to say, there's no way he can take me back. I've walked in homosexuality. I've walked in fornication. I've walked in addiction to drugs and alcohol. I've walked in murder. Paul was a murderer. And he said, I've wronged no man. Because he found out that before I even have a chance to accept myself, God already accepted me. Why? Because the Bible says love covers a multitude of sins.
So we have to be, what is it? We need to be, you know how you go through that whole, like people have been in a cult and they've been
reprogrammed.
Yes. Religion has told us that we're not accepted until we do the 50,000,011 commandments.
That's right.
And then maybe you might be accepted. See? So even as we go into this new season, we have to learn. We're going to have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Mm-hmm. Our minds renewed that every day you need to wake up and say, I've been accepted in the beloved. That's right. I've been accepted. I'm accepted. Because without that, all the stuff that you're saying, you're not going to do any of it because you got to believe that you're accepted.
Mm-hmm. And see, so now Prophet Tanya, just to catch you up, all last week, well, actually last like week and a half, the Lord was showing us through his revelation, peeling back the layers, that when we begin to access this sonship, this relationship, this covenant of this predestined plan, okay, God predestined us.
It's already done. That's right.
Okay. He predestined us. Okay. Now, I was in the two scriptures of Deuteronomy chapter 8 that says, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God does man live. But then in John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And that word live, now check this out. The word live, we found out that the word live or life is a Hebrew word. And now it's spelled H-A-Y-A, but it's pronounced Kaya. And I was using the example of sometimes when we play fight Kung Fu, we say Kaya.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I am come that we might Kaya. Okay. So, but it means to live, to have life, to sustain life, but it means to live prosperously. It means to live forever, and it means to be restored to life or health, or to restore to life. Now, Jesus said, I am come that you might have, be restored to life. The life. See, when you can live guilt and condemnation free, when you can live with the full understanding that no matter what I do, because he's Elohim, my father, he already accepts me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, are there some things that we have to do? Yes. We have to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Salvation is the only precursor to accessing this grace connection to life, this grace connection of predestined wealth, health, financial wealth, sustainability, okay? But we, after that, he says, okay, wait a minute. I've already adopted you. I legally did what I had to do. So that way, you would never have to feel unaccepted. Mm-hmm. I've already done it. Okay? It's just like when a family brings a child into the home and they say, look, all this is yours. You ain't got to ask. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I tell you don't touch something, then you better not touch it. In my house, that's what mom would do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to ask mom to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But if there was some chicken up in the refrigerator that, you know, that she had just cooked and she said, don't you touch that because that's for everybody for dinner. That's a whole different situation. Mm-hmm. But as a son, as a predestined, son of God, the divine offspring of God.
Mm-hmm.
I can walk in my grace and understand. What's the word say? Who can separate us from the love
mm-hmm.
of God? Nothing can. Jesus said, nothing can pluck you out of my hand. Why?
Mm.
Because you've already been accepted. Oh, woo! Anything to share on that, Papa Tanya?
No, I mean, you hit it. We're accepted. I mean, we're accepted. And this multiplication of grace and abundance, you know, and it's always something because we get these things that God downloads to us. However, we have to check ourselves to make sure that the thing that he has downloaded, that I can walk in it, that I believe it. So then that's where we have to go back and do the work on ourselves. Right. And I guess I'm speaking from a therapist's perspective because no, there's
being transformed by the renewing
yeah.
of your mind.
And so there's so and it's not a, you know, it's not like, oh, man, I have to do. No, it's time to celebrate. You know, we have to embrace that change. I was listening to someone and they gave an acronym for what changes. And I forget it. I'll have to look it up, but we have to embrace the change within ourselves so that we can walk in that multiplied grace and abundance that's already ours.
Okay. So let's see, let's do it like this. We're going to pray and then we're going to sow seed. Now, no matter what you've done, the Bible says when we repent that he's mm-hmm. faithful and just
faithful
to forgive us, to release us. See, yeah. and when God forgives, he doesn't act like we do and try mm-hmm. to bring it up just because we make one another mad and we bring up the past.
Yeah.
No. God wipes it away so clean that he doesn't even remember that it ever happened.
It's like, what you talking about?
This is what grace does.
Yeah.
He says, why are you still trying to pray mm-hmm. for salvation when you already were saved? Because what is repentance? A change of mind that results in a change of life.
That's right.
But our part is doing the work to transform
mm-hmm.
the mind. This is why Paul said, pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, putting every thought into captivity. That's our work. See, we have to remind ourselves that we're already accepted, that yeah. we're already adopted, that we're already grafted in, that we already sit with Christ in heavenly places. Oh, come on now. Yeah. That I am a son of God. Oh, come yeah. on now. That he's already given me his power mm-hmm. to become. So come on. Here, what we're going to do. We're going to pray and we're going to speak some things because remember, one of the keys of this season is the power of the mouth, okay? That Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, okay? So when we pray, we're going to declare some things. Job 28, verse 22, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. We're going to speak some things out of our mouth and we're going to declare it and seal it with the blood of Jesus so that way, we can walk in the inheritance of acceptance, okay? The inheritance of acceptance. I'm going to say it one more time. The inheritance of acceptance. You're already accepted. And there's an inheritance with you realizing mm-hmm. that you're accepted. Just repeat after me. Say, Father.
Father.
Your word says.
Yes.
If I repent. You're faithful.
You're faithful.
And just.
And just.
To forgive me.
To forgive me.
And to love me.
And to love me.
Your word says.
Your word says.
Love.
Love.
Covers.
Covers.
A multitude.
A multitude.
Of sin.
Of sin.
So, Father, I repent.
Father, I repent.
I change my mind.
I change my mind.
Help me change my life.
And help me change my life.
That I can always walk.
That I can always walk.
In my grace.
In my grace.
Of acceptance.
of acceptance.
Allow your grace to always keep me connected.
To always keep me connected.
To your sonship.
To your sonship.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
That's it. Now you just gotta walk in it.
Mm-hmm.
See, now here's the cool thing. When it came out of your mouth, you already had belief activated. So you're not trying to believe. See, now here's what. See, here's where we mess up. We always think that we got to get the goosebumps and all that to make us realize that we are in a state of faith and belief. No, once it came out of your mouth, because before it hits your mouth, it has to go through your mind process.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say something that you haven't already thought. And the Bible says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that he died and rose again for you. Now, listen. How do we seal this now? Now, the Bible says this. I wish above all things that we would prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So his kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Okay. So Prophet Tanya is going to tell us how we can sow seed and reap the harvest.
Okay. I think you might have to do it.
Okay.
I'm compromised here. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the word says, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. So the first way that you can give is through the ministry. Okay. Restored Ministries International by our PayPal. You can use the QR code right there and use your smartphone, or you can go straight to PayPal and use our address at Restored MININTL. Okay. The second way to give into the ministry is through the banking app Zelle. You can use your bank account to go straight into the ministry account by our Gmail, restored, MININTL at gmail.com. And we are technology connected by Cash App. You can use the Cash App and go $ Restored MI, or you could also use our website at www.restoredministriesint.org, and there's a PayPal link there also. Now, the second way that you can give is when you give what's called the teruma. Now, the teruma is very key because in Genesis, the teruma is what begins God's connector of grace through giving, okay? We read about Cain and Abel going through the giving of the teruma, and Cain's was not accepted. Abel's was accepted and God received it. But because Cain, his offering was not accepted because he didn't give God his best, or he didn't give God worthy of his name as father, it wasn't accepted. And this is how murder gets into the earth, because Cain kills his brother and we go through the process. But Ezekiel 44:30 says that the first of all first fruit of all things and of every oblation, that word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma, and of every sort of teruma shall be the priest. You shall give to the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may speak or cause the blessing to rest in your house. So the second way to give is by giving in. I am the priest of the ministry. Amen. God holds me responsible. Amen. So you can use my PayPal at PastorMichaelDBryan@gmail.com or my Zelle at Michael@RTUProductions.com or my Cash App $2ProfitMDBryant. Okay. Now, we've been challenging everyone to sow seeds in the denomination of the season that we're in, 5785, God's calendar season. So 5785, 15785, the 55785, and so on. Sow your seed so you can give God the grace and the authority to intervene into whatever that you need. You got something to say there, Prophet?
No.
Okay. So come on, give your seed. Father, I thank you that as your sons and daughters sow seed, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I speak the blessing of the Lord as they sow. You said, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give back to your bosom. Father, I declare and decree that your sons and daughters, as they sow, they are free from guilt. They are free from condemnation and shame. And they walk in the grace of acceptance. Oh, come on now. They walk in the grace of acceptance in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. Now, listen, we want to thank you for joining into the broadcast. Listen, sow your seed, get the word, go back, read the scriptures, watch it again. Let the seed and the harvest get into your spirit and watch what God does, because you are accepted by grace. I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss next week's Daily Bread and next week's Our Power. Be blessed.